This is the John Curley Show.
On News Talk 97.3, Cairo FM.
This is the John Curley Show. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. It's nice to have you along for the ride if you're heading back from work. Hope you put in a good long 8 hours. Gave us all 90, as they say in the soccer world. Hey, Wall Street Journal and others are now saying that Seattle is one of the most miserable cities to live in. And one of the reasons they point to that is the number one factor is the real estate market. If you've been following along, and of course, you know that we're really taking a huge hit. For a while, we were kind of protected in this own sort of employment bubble. We'd seen Florida really get slammed and Phoenix, Las Vegas got dumped on, parts of California, huge upside down foreclosures all over the place, entire neighborhoods, 100 homes at a time, just gone. And we sort of stood up on the side. We were like on the highland there, and we were seeing the water starting to slowly make its way up. And now it is here. And it is bad. I hope someday I can bring Tim Ellis from Seattle Bubble on for some good news. But it seems every time I have you on, Tim, you are the Grim Reaper.
Well, I don't know about that. I guess it depends on your perspective.
Oh, wait a minute. How can you give me a positive perspective on this? The Case-Shiller, these are the guys that follow home sales. They say Seattle home price nearly 30% off the peak.
Yeah, I mean, if you're wanting to buy a house, though, cheaper is better, right?
Yeah, I understand that, but
it's definitely miserable for anybody who bought close to that peak. That's for sure. Especially if you're in one of those loans that's going to reset, or you know your payments are going to go up for some reason. You know, you weren't paying down principal, that kind of thing. But there's a lot of people out there who actually today's market is a lot better than it was, you know, a few years ago, where you know you had to waive inspections and still overpay.
Right, I understand that, but the problem for there are others, one person's bargain is another person's pain. So
yeah, yeah.
For everybody that wants to buy a house, there's somebody that unfortunately is having to sacrifice. They'll lose tons of equity, and things are not good for them.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I mean, you mentioned some of the other markets. The good news, I guess, still for Seattle is that for Seattle sellers is that, you know, at least we're not Phoenix, you know, Vegas, Atlanta, where, you know, those are markets where they've lost, you know, and some of them over 50% from their peaks, and they're back to like 2000, 1999 pricing.
Could we go there too, Tim Ellis from Seattle Bubble? Could we head to 2000 levels?
You know, I don't think that that's very likely, mainly because things just did not get as out of control here in Seattle as they did in some of those other places. And, you know, we do still have a pretty good economic base. You know, unless we see some sort of, you know, kind of black swan, you know, big shocking economic thing on the downside, I really don't see a more dramatic drop from here. I think we're getting close to the end of the price drops, you know, maybe another 5-10%, and you know, more if you're further away from the cities, less if you're close into the city.
But part of the problem is that there are, like for instance, where I live, there's 37% of the houses that are on the market are short sale.
Yeah, it's really a tough time right now if you're an owner that wants to sell your house because your competition is these short sales.
Right, they've got no skin in the game. They don't care. They're out.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bank and the foreclosed homes where the bank has already taken the loss. You know, they're just trying to get it off the books. In some of these neighborhoods on the east side, I've been hearing numerous stories of people encountering a situation where a bank will put, you know, maybe a house that's probably worth $600,000. They'll put it on the market for $400,000 just to get, you know, dozens of bids. And even then, it sells for like $575,000, which is, you know, the neighbors who are trying to sell their house for
right.
$625,000 look
Forget
at that and they're like, dang it, I can't compete against
them. I don't know if they say dang it.
Well,
I don't think they say dang it.
Well, they're not on the radio.
So, Tim, the downside for those that are trying to sell, do you tell them to just hang on to the house, ride it out if you can, don't put it on the market because there really is no market for your house?
You know, it really just depends on how bad they need to sell. You know, if you really need to sell, you're just going to have to do what it takes, you know, cut the price until you can sell it. But if you can afford to stay there a little longer, and if you can afford to take, you know, maybe a little bit less, but wait until there's a better market where you're maybe not competing against as many of these distress sales, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely think maybe for the next year, maybe 2 years, there's going to be a lot of these, you know, foreclosures and short sales, but then it's going to kind of start to taper off, and it'll be definitely a better market for sellers at that point, once there's a lot less of this distressed competition.
So how about some advice for somebody who's on the short sale side? They're sitting looking at the house, they realize they can't, you know, they're all sorts of areas, you name whatever county you want, you're competing against foreclosures and short sales, and someone says, you know what, I'm just going to dump on this thing. What happens to their credit?
Somebody who does a short sale?
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot less of a hit than if you end up going into foreclosure. So it's definitely something that you want to look into if you're in that situation where you have to sell and you're underwater. And from what I've been hearing, you know, this is anecdotal, but the banks are getting better at actually, you know, listening and responding and actually processing short sales. It's still kind of a crapshoot, but they are getting better than they were a year ago, 2 years ago. So it's, you should at least try it, I think, if you're in that position.
Yeah.
Before you decide to just, you know, give up, throw in the towel, walk away, because that is a big hit to your credit, and you know, there's definitely some steep consequences for that. But short sales, it's a lot softer on your credit.
What I've heard from some insiders at Fannie and Freddie, that if you do short sale on a house, I've heard that they won't let you buy another house for 3, 4, 5, 6 years. Have you heard that as well, or am I just spreading vicious rumors over the radio?
You know, I haven't heard that specifically, but it wouldn't surprise me necessarily. Some of these agencies, you know, have their own individual rules about what they are or aren't going to allow. But again, the penalties for a short sale on your credit and on your ability in the future to get a loan are going to be a lot less severe than a full-on foreclosure, because at least with a short sale, you know, you worked with the bank, you tried to, you know, like, put your best foot forward. It wasn't just like kind of like a, you know, screw you and walk away.
Right, right. Hey, you've had, I think, 100,000 people have responded to your website, and somebody referred to you as an idiot recently. What was the last time you were called an idiot, Tim?
Well, I'm called an idiot a lot of times. Lately, it seems like it's almost coming from both sides. The people who think the market's going to recover tomorrow, and then there's another camp that just seems like they're getting more pessimistic by the day, and prices are going to fall another 30-40% in Seattle, and they all think I'm idiots. But you know, it's I like the lively discussion. Yeah,
right. So, and you know, in the end, if the housing does drop 30-40-50%, then eventually there's some tension in the line, the market comes back, and people will be able to afford a house on an income that is more in line with the price of homes, correct?
Yeah, and I think we're actually almost to the point, if you look at historical relationships to Seattle area incomes and home prices.
Yeah,
I think we're pretty much almost to that point where they're kind of lined back up. Now, I expect most bubbles tend to kind of overshoot on the downside a little bit, so I think we'll probably do that. But I don't think I really don't think we're going to, you know, see another 30% drop, because that would be so far below, you know, the relationship to incomes that, you know, we would have the all cash investors jumping in and snatching up properties like we're seeing right now in, you know, Phoenix, and some of these markets have like over half the purchases are all cash because people are like, wow, prices are so cheap here. And I don't think we're going to get to that point in Seattle.
Yeah, eventually the private market comes back in, and you have the mortgage holder being mom and dad, or dad and dad, or mom and
yeah.
Mom. You know, and everybody gets a house and they get back in there. But Tim Ellis, I guess it all depends on what side you're looking at. If you're in the buy side, you couldn't be happier. And if you're trying to sell, it is very, very painful. So,
yeah, but the you know, the good news is that I think the worst, as far as, you know, the big price drops, I think the worst is behind us. And there's still maybe a little bit left, but I think we're getting close to being out of the woods.
So the way I would try to sum you up, Tim Ellis, from Seattle Bubble, is you're the Grim Reaper, but you have one of those yellow smiley shirts on. Okay?
That's fun.
Is that
I
good?
Like that.
Okay. Hey, thanks for spending some time with us. We certainly appreciate it. Have a good
thanks
night.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye, Tim.
Bye.
So, according to Tim Ellis from Seattle Bubble, the worst is over, although some people do think it'll drop another 10% and prices just continue to tumble down. Hang on. The good news is you got your health, don't you? It could be worse. You could have really, really ugly armpits. There is something for that. We'll explain right after this. You're more